not that far away, a man watched. He was dressed completely in black and held a pair of high-powered binoculars to his eyes. The binoculars were a recent purchase, made when the need to see her face, her expression, her clear gray eyes had become too much to bear. Now the view made him giddy. He could see everything on her back deck, every nuance of her slender body, backlit by the moon and topped off by the porch lights. She was crying. Crying. In all the times he watched, he'd never seen such emotion from her. It excited him. It was hard to imagine, but all those years ago when Bakersville had first captured his attention, it had had nothing to do with Officer Lorraine Connor. He'd been reading an article on the internet. Small dairy community destroyed by floods, promises to rebuild. The journalist began with a melodramatic litany of rising river waters, torrential downpours, and thundering mudslides that descended upon a tiny coastal town during one week in February. How neighbor banded with neighbor to drive their cows to higher ground. How the water kept rising, deluging the lower farms, lifting entire houses off their foundations, and still rose, heading up the rolling hills. Doe-eyed cows, trapped for days in frigid, chest-high water, bawling in fear. Entire trailer trucks, bravely trying to reach more cattle, swept off inundated roads. Pinch-faced wives and children, finally retrieved by boats from their huddled last stands on metal barn roofs. Stoic dairymen, shooting their own herds to put the fragile beasts out of their misery. As the journalist assured all the readers, here was a town that had met the wrath of God. And then rebuilt. Bake sales, bingo drives, innovative programs such as Adopt a Cow, which encouraged city kids and large corporations to support individual cows with money for food and shelter. Half a dozen operations, built on higher ground and spared the flood, opening their barns, haylofts, and milking parlors to their neighbors for as long as they needed. The town was making a comeback. At the end of the article, the mayor was quoted as saying, "Of course we're helping each other. This is Bakersville. We're strong here. We care about our town. And we know what's right."